We are on Daf Yutes Amud Beis. We're a little bit before the middle of the Amud. Tanya Idach. We learned a Baraisa. Hamoicher es bitoy v'holach v'kitsho la'acher. A person sold his daughter for nom ivriya. And then he married her off. Sichek ba'odain, umukodeshes l'sheini. So now he can laugh about the odain. He can ridicule the odain. You didn't chaparain in time. Umukodeshes l'sheini. Divrei Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Vachachomim aimrim imrotzo v'yayed miyayed. Chachamim hold that if the Odin wants to be Miyayid, he's Miyayid. Now, Poshet, if according to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Mois or Rishainis, Lav LeKedushin Itnu, he has to make a new Kedushin with Mechilas HaShibut. So Kozman, he didn't make a Kedushin with Mechilas HaShibut, so it's garnished. So he didn't do anything yet. So in the mail, if the father married her off to someone else, she's married to that person. According to the Chachamim, Mois Rishonis L'Kedushin Itnu. So it comes out, L'Mafreya, that she was married to the Odin. So this Kedushin that the father made is worthless. That's the Poshet Epshat. Now we're going to learn this Gemara the way Rashi says Pshat in the Gemara. Marshal. So Rashi learns Pshat from this halacha. We could derive Lo'ima le'isha areyat mukudeshesli la'acha shloishim yayim. If a person gave an isha money and he said you mukudeshesli la'acha shloishim yayim, now, someone went and was Mekadesha B'Seich Shloishim Yoyim, Shemekudeshes L'Sheini. So she's Mekudesh to the second one. Moshe Lema. So again, over here, the first Kedushin did not help, because the second one, Chaptarain, and married her before the first Kedushin is supposed to be Chab. Moshe Lamat, now from which man the Yama am I deriving this Aloch? Ilai mele Rabbonon, ha'omri Rabbonon imrotza le'yayid miyayid. The Rabbonon hold that when the Odin is miyayid, so his yield is Chal. And she's Mekudesh to the first one. So you can't learn out from the Chachomim that she's Mekudesh to the second one. Elo Omar Rabache Berei Derove Moshul Rabbi Yosi Berabbi Yehuda. A Moshul according to Rabbi Yosi Berabbi Yehuda. Now we have to realize here a problem. L'chayre, what shaykhis does this have to Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda holds Mois HaRishonis Lav L'Kedushin Itnu. So memele, so according to Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda, so it's understandable if someone marries her before the Odin made Kedushin, she's married to the second one. Here we are speaking about that someone was already Mekadish and Isha La'achalamet. So this is not Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Now, L'chayre, the Gemara is saying, Afilu according to Rab Nachman Bar Yitzchak. That is L'chayre Pshat in the Gemara. That's how it would seem from the Shita Loinoida Lami. Vafilu L'Rab Nachman Bar Yitzchak is also Mekodeshes L'Sheini. So now, Al Kaponim, so our Gemara now is going, and the Ritva also seems to be saying, this Ritva is a little unclear, but the Ramesh, this is the Lashna Ritva. The Ritva says, He says, Isviralon, the Moisa Rishinais, Lav le Kedushanitno, Haicha Moshul Daime Lezuklau, Pikalameimer, the Higufa Kamashmala, the Loitaimer, Divre Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yudah, Elaicha Damrin, and Lav le Kedushan. Aval Isviralon, the Kedushanitno, so I would think that what? That let's just leave the lotion. Kima achshav domi umukadeshes laodain. Ablasvir leile kedushinitno ein dinoi el kamashal ze umukadeshes lashaini. So lachere, the Gemara, if we're learning alibe derashi, that we're deriving, moshal is a halacha, we are deriving from this machlokes. And lachere, the Gemara is saying as follows, that even though afilo according to Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Yehuda alibe de Rab Nachman by Yitzchak, that we hold Moisa Rishainis l'kedusha nitnu. But what is Pshat Moisa Rishainis l'kedusha nitnu? That it was given now that the kedusha should be chal when he'll decide it to be chal. So this is mamish like this marshal, that if a person gave money, it should be chal la'chalamet, and someone went and chaptarayim teich lamet. So I would think that just like, so that's what I'm learning out. Just like according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Alibed Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda, she is Mekudeshes L'Sheini, is the same thing. If a person gave an Isha Kedushin L'Acha Lamed, and someone else married her before Lamed, she's also Mekudesh to L'Sheini. So now the Gemara continues. Pshita. So the Gemara asks, so what did you derive? Marshal means I'm learning out of halacha that if a person gave kedushin lachalamet and someone was mekadesh before, so I'm learning out from Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda that said that the second kedushin is chal, so here'll be the same thing. So the Gemara says, pshita, like, it's the same story. Mal do teime hola yomalo la'acha shloishim yoyim. Kamash malon. Now this is a difficult Gemara, what the Havamina was. That means, but let's just get the Ivra of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, even though I have this memra of Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Yehuda said if someone will marry her before he made yud, she's married to the second one, I would think, but in my case, I would think she's married to the first one. Kabash malon? No, it's not like that. Now we have to figure out what the Havamina was and what the Maskon is, but I'm telling you a Chiddush. I'm telling you that I saw in Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Yehuda that in my case also she's married to the second one, and it seems this is debatable. But that's what I'm telling you. Now let's see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Moshe Lo'ima, Kloima Mikan. Again, Rashi said Moshel does not mean an explanation of a halacha. No, it's nothing to derive a new halacha. Kloima Mikan Atalomed Lo'ima Leisha. Moshel Leman Midivrei Mi Onu Lemedim. Midivrei Mi Onu Lemedim. Who are you learning out this halacha? Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. I'm learning out from Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishum. The loy pirish me achshav. I see from Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Yehuda, since vayiyut, he didn't say me achshav. So memele, so the kedushin is chal later. Now there are a few words which I just want to be madgish, but we're going to go over them and come back to them. He didn't say me achshav, so therefore the second one's kedushin is chal. Afalgav. Afalgav, Rashi is saying Sabik Chiddush. Afalgav, da havelei l'kedushe bohu la'achazman. Even though he should be married la'achazman, so you have to appreciate the afalgav. We'll come back to this. Kikod mu'acha have a kedushin. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Yehuda is saying, even though she should be mekudesh tim la'achazman, Von deswegen, ki Gott mach hafe geduschen. Och inami loishna. See, also the same thing, the same apple God. Even though she should be married to the second one, apple pikein, she's, I'm sorry, even though she should be married to the first malach alamed, she's married to the second one. So the Gemara says, ma de teime, so the Moses Pshita, I mean, you're saying the same thing like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yuda, what are I from this, from what you said, I can't derive. So the Gemara asks Pshita, so the Gemara says, no. Mahu the time, I would think that the case of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda is worse than my case. Ho lo yom alo b'shas matan mois al menashe tishyayidli. When he gave her the money, he did not mention that I'm giving you the money and this money is going to be for yield. When they gave him a questionnaire, the father asked him, when he bought his daughter, Rab Odin, are you going to marry my daughter? I don't know. No commitments. I'm not talking about that. That was by yield. Later he woke up after by the end of the 6 years, he saw that he should marry her. But Vishas, when he gave the money, there was no commitments whatsoever that he's ever going to make yield. Fine. So over there, so there's no commitment you're going to make a yield, nothing. And then someone goes and marries her in between. So then it's goodbye, Charlie. So finish. So you, there was no commitment. This is gonish. But b'shas mat mosam nashet tishayidi lachas mat umishum hochi yomer Rabbi Yosi the mekudeshes l'shem. So there, Rabbi Yosi, who said, I say so. She's married to the second one. You never made any commitment whatsoever about issues. You have an option to make, but it's too late. But in the case that we're learning out, here I said, Claude Murim, I'm marrying you, I gave her money now, you're my wife after 30 days. Even though he didn't say, from 30 days, you should be chal from now, it is now chal. It's chal now. Now, what is this havamina? There's a meridik havamina over here. The Gemara is saying there's a chiddush. So dachsechmir Rav Moshe in Dibros Moshe Doris also says as follows. But let's, before we go to the lashon of Rav Moshe, I'd like to say a concept. I'd like to say, if, let's say, I own a car. I bought a car, it's my car. It's my, now let me ask you a shaila. Who does this car belong to? Now is Tes Vav Shvat. Who does this car belong to Tes Vav Adom? Me? Belongs to it? It's my car. It's my car. Will it become my car, Tes Vav Adom? Or it is not my car? That's what I do. So it's my car now. I mean, I have full ownership on the car. So it's my car today. It's my car. And in Tess Vavado, it's my car. Now it's my car. Tess Vavado. Fine. There'd be a svara to say, when I go and give an Isha money, I go and give her a shalaputa. I said, I'm marrying you now. In 30 days, you should be my wife. So now she's my wife, just like, let's jump from a car to a wife. If a person has a wife, she's his wife, Tesva Vado. Not she's gonna become his wife, she's my wife today. She's my wife, Tesva Vado. You are my wife, Tesva Vado. We are married from Tesva Vado. It's not here yet, but that's irrelevant. I married you off, from Tesva Vado, and further you're my wife. That already is an occurrence that happened. So now you're my wife, Tesva Vado. Now, this person comes, the second person comes. What is she today? She's a Pnuya today. Fine. He marries her. Let her be married. But when it comes to Tesva Vado, you know what happens over there? Boom. Pokey. She was already a nation. She's a Tesva Vado. So there'd be a Hava Amina that your Ishus would be Nifka.
Bishloime by Yiyud, Rabbi Yosef Rav Yehuda didn't say this, because Rabbi Yosef Rav Yehuda is talking about a case that this other never said, Bishas the Gdush, I'm marrying her in 6 years. He never committed himself. So there, when he decides that the money should be Kesef Kedushin, that's when it became. But if she became an Eishesish, she's married already from before. So the case of Rabbi Yosef Rav Yehuda, it's poshit, Sichek Ba'odayim. Because there was no mention whatsoever, Bishas, when he gave the money, there was no commitment whatsoever, there was no chalais whatsoever, that I'm marrying you a minute before the end of the 6 years. It's garnish. What's with the, we'll see. Fine. The father heard from him, we'll see. So Mamelis, he went and got another chosen. You'll see already. You'll see the chosen on Chidushi pretty soon then. So Mamelis, so there Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudis said, Sichek Ba'odai. But in the case of a marshal, now with the arriving Galoch, it's very debatable. In such a case, she's married already. She's married already. For La'acha Shloishim Yoim, she is now married. So you can't marry now an Isha who's an Eishes Ish in 30 days. Kamash Malon, it's not like that. This concept, to say that she's now married, Hashta, she's now married, in 30 days, and therefore you can't marry her. It's not like that. She's going to become married in 30 days. She became an Eishesish before. So Mamela, so she'll never become married in this 30 days. Now I'd just like to mention the Lashon of Ramosha. Ramosha says like this in Ha'orah Lamed Dalet, V'cholu Teikif. The Havamina. The Havamina was V'cholu Teikif, the Ishus of the first one. Was chal, now was chal, le'inyin, she yeschilu la'achas man shehisnu. It's now chal, that it's gonna, that she's now an Eishesish in 30 days. Again, later he says, lochil miyad, la'aschil dinei ha'ishus la'achala, it's now she's his wife in 30 days. Va'av im cholu kidushe habeis, zutramoshe, so afilu, the second one's kedushin will be chal. He married her before. Yivku kshiagiu liyoyim lamed. But as soon as it becomes 30 days, it should be nifka his ishus, because in 30 days she's already his wife. So memela. So that is what Rashi is saying over here. Rashi is saying as follows. Rashi is saying, Av al gav. I would think. Let's see again the Lashon of Rashi. He didn't tell her anything. He never committed himself to make issues. So by Yehud, I can't say she's married now. She's married. This person never committed himself to make issues. So then, whenever he decides to make issues, it's a davar chodosh, which was non-existent till he decided. So if she got married to someone else, it's too late. Und mich hab hoch hier am Rabbi Yosi de Mekadesh es lesheini. Aber hey, da oma, he skachi li la chashloshim, but the moshul, the aloha we are deriving from Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. Aber gav de lo yoma meyachshav, he didn't say that it should be chal now. He didn't say meyachshav. Aber chay li hashto, but it is now chal. What is now chal? The Kedushin Lachalamet is Chal now. She's his wife now, Lachalamet. Um, the Kedesh is Lerishin im Yiltze B'Soyb Shloshim. That was Kemash Melon de Domu Adodi. So forget, that's what the Marais is telling us. No. Don't, the Domi Adodi, the Kivin, the Tola HaKosav Yid B'Mois Halolu La'achazman, since the Torah said that this money could make issues lachazman, maybe ikari ki yavino lahochi yavino. When he gave the money, that was the understanding. Listen, Rabbitson, I'm giving you the money that if any time I decide to marry you, now this money is being given for that issues. Shim yirtze liyayid miyayid. And vafilo hochi. And Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yudah said, kiven dolay omah meyasha, but since he didn't say it should be chal now, mekudesh is l'sheini. She's mekudesh l'sheini. That is l'chay rabshat in the Gemara. Now, let us see Tosfos. This is Rashi's mahalach in the Gemara. And we heard before also, Rashi said something which Taisus does not want to be soivul, Rashi says, Moshel does not mean an explanation of a halacha. Moshel means a new halacha I can derive. From Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yehuda, I can learn out a new halacha, and that's a Gvar Espshita. Ma says, no, not so poshit. I figured this out. That's how Rashi learns, and Taisus doesn't want to be soivul this new translation in Moshel. Let's see what Taisa says. Marshal Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Perish bekuntes. Mid Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda says that she's married to the second one. Onu lemeidim. So we can learn from that. Mishum duloy perish ma'achshav. Since he did not say that the Kedushin will be chal from now. Aval gav. Da havu le lekachibu lachazman. She should have been married to him. Lachazman. Miyuki kodmo acha have a kedushin by Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. Achinami loishna. Mao the time versus Peter. This is Bamish Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. Mao the time aloi omalavishas matan mois aldis. I would think in the case of Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, he never told the bishas matan mois abanasha to yaid li l'soiv sheish. He never committed himself. I'm giving you now money that this money should make ishus lacha sheish. Because there was not put into the program your Ishus Lacha Sheish. So if Yenna married you, it's too late already. Aval hey, gedom is kashli lachesh loishim yoy. Hey, maafel gabdla yom alo meyachshav. Even though he didn't say it should be chal amafreya. Chai lo mehasha, but it's chal now. Now means that now she's married him for 30 days. Mekadesh is l'rishnim yiltze b'sayv shloishim. Kamash melon de domi ladadi. No, Rabbi Yosef Yud is also the same thing. That londis that you want to say over here, you can say by Rabbi Yosef Yud also. The kivin the tola kos of yield the mois alolo laachazman. Since the Torah said this money could make yield laachazman, mikori ki yavina laachi. So it's the same program was put in already. That this money, if I ever decide, even though I didn't speak about it, but I always have the option that the money I gave you should make ishus if I decide. Shem yirtze liyayid miyayid. Afilohochi. It doesn't, I don't say this whole concept of hashtag. Afilohochi lo yama meyachshem mekadeshes lishayni. This is Rashi's pshat. Gam peirish eloi nehira. So Tosfos does not like this pshat at all. Shrei bekulei gemore ha-moshel bo le-lameid al-adova. A moshel is an explanation of a halacha, and not with the right, the way Rashi said it, a whole new pshat of the lashon of the gemore shver. The gemore gives a moshel, and poshe pshat, a moshel is explaining Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. That's poshe pshat. And according to Rashi, Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda, we know what he's talking about. I don't need any muscle for that. I want to derive a new halacha, which is a little different than Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. I want to derive this new halacha. So Taisa says, the mashal does not mean that. Mashal is always an explanation for the nimshal. So forget about Rashi's pshat, we have a new mahalach in the Gemara. Upeirish Rabbeinu Yitzhak. Mao de taime haloi omalo laachesh loishim yoim. By Yiyud, he did not say laachesh loishim yoim. Vekivin de loi porish. So since he never said anything, in the case when I give money and I say laachesh loishim yoim. So we hear klo, you don't want to be married to her now. I say klo laachesh loishim yoim. So there, fashteitzer, that if someone marries her in between, so she's zicha married to the second one, because the first ishus was la'achesh loishim. Kivin d'lai pirish, but over here by yield, I would think yield is different. Kivin d'lai pirish, since he never said one word when the kedushin will be chal, name it the daiti shechay la'kedushin me'achshav, so I would think that the Kedushin is chal right away. Ma'akshav means when he gave the money. The Mahani Tvei Mashlei Hiskir Shloishim Yoyim. This is, if he opened up his mouth, he put his foot in his mouth, and he said, he gave money, I'm giving money, the Kedushin should be chal when? Lacha Shloishim Yoyim. No, he said lachas loishim yoyim. So finished. So I hear klar from you when kedusha lachas loishim. So my male you'll suffer the same consequences. Someone else will come and marry her before shloishim. So she's married to the other one. I mean, you said klar. But by yield, I would think. I feel according to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. But I never said anything. I never said when the kedusha would be. Forget saying nothing. I would think is a moronic amayla. So I'm leaving a Pesach. That means by not saying anything, it means that it should, whenever I'll decide, there'll be not, from now kedushin. The mahani tvei mashalei hiskish loishim yet. If he didn't say anything, shrei kol shove shove yod eliyad the kol zman she yiltze. Im kitcha acher einem kedeshes kamash melon. That kiven deloy oma meyachsha behedye. No, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda holds. Taki didn't say shloishim yoyim, but since he didn't say meyachshav, is mekudeshes l'sheini. The Tosfos Rit says, uchi'ilu omar kshenosan loy hamone, ki'ilu, that would be the havamin, ki'ilu omay katsli meyachshav bepruta achroine l'sheerze. The yochel meyes nesines amoyis l'mafreye. That means, that it be, I feel according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, you need the money of the pruta. That means he gave money, and there has to be a pruta left over, but I would think that, but I didn't say anything, so I would think that, forget, with that pruta, I'm giving, if there'll be a pruta left over, with that pruta, I'm in Mekadosh Shana, I never said a word, so I would think, so his kavone is, that it should be chal now. It's kamash malon. That fakelt by not saying meyachshav, even though you didn't say shloishim, we assume you don't mean laachshav. We mean it should be chal when you'll decide. So if someone chapta rain before, sarain gechav. That is pshat in Tosfos. Now let us go further. And now a new sugya. Tanya idach, we learned in a baraisa. Hamoicher es bitoy, uposak al menash shaloi liayit. That means there was an agreement between the father and the odain. We're making a deal. I'm selling you my daughter for noma, but on one condition, that you can't make yid. That's the condition. I spoke it out, brocha bitchoktan. Niskayim hatnai. Divrei Rameyo. Rameyo says, no, I made such a condition. That was the condition. So here you have a mechira shifres without an option of yud. We spoke out. V'chachomim oimrim imrotzo liyayid miyayid. Doesn't mean it. These words are worthless. Neshehista mashekosu v'treira. That means you're making a tnai. The Torah said, Mechir Shifches has to be with this option. That's what the Torah said. I want to make a different. And Shindik, you can't make a different. We spoke out. That's Master Mashikosu v'treira. You can't make a tnai which is connected Gidrei Atnoire. V'chol Master Mashikosu v'treira tnoi bottle. So your conditions, what you spoke out, is lemal lemayrit, and he can make yid if he wants. Ula Rameya, fine, okay. So the Chachamim we understand very well. Asna Mashakosu Batera, we know this already, then Hilchas Noyim, if it's Masna Mashakosu Batera, the Tnai is not Chal. Ula Rameya Tnai Kaim, Ula Rameya Hov Nitazai. So he doesn't know that this Chal Masna Mashakosu Batera. In fact, the Gemara, of all people, Ramey was the biggest stickler in this din of Master Mashakos of Atera. But Vasanya, we learned it about Raisa, Ha'oima le'isha areyat mekudeshes li, al menashe ein loch olai sher ksus v'oino. I makes kedushin, but there should be no obligations. She agreed, he agreed. Areyza, zukt Rameya, areyza mekudeshes et noi bottle. Doesn't mean anything what he said. This agreement is worthless. The Torah says Kedushin has to come with these obligations. You want to make a Kedushin without these obligations. She agreed. She said yes. You spoke out. It's worthless. At masna mashekosu b'toire, naibot. Divrei Rameya. Ve Rabbi Yehuda was already more liberal. bedover shebe momoin tnai kain. Gabi sheriksus.
No.
Sheriksus is a monetary obligation. So it was a monetary obligation. That's all monetary obligations are nitin lemechila. So that was the agreement. I'm making kedushin menas. You should be meichel me this chus you have, and money is nitin lemechila. It's nitin lemechila. It's biyad the teveya to be meichel. So that was the agreement. And she was meichel. Finished. If you're meichel, the teicha never was against such a. If you had his meichel, it's meichel. Mavim is nitin lemechila. That's not nitin lemechila. Maybe there's no gemiras tasa mechila, but maybe she's not a bailam bechlal to be meichel. So mamela, that's a rashlon shas. So sharing ksus, there's no chiyuv sharing ksus, no food, no clothing. Don't come to your husband. There was an agreement. There's a mutual agreement before that, and oina, you can't be meichel. But our kaponim, but Rabbi Meir was the one that said that. And a chulach at sheriksus also doesn't help. Garnished. The snai is worthless. It's a chulach b'davar sheba mamay ain't nai kain. And here, a mayor of all people says that made a condition and no yield, finish, can't make yield. Omar cheski, shani hocha, the omar kro le omo. Oh, a mayor made a drash. Chiyimker ish es bitoy la'omo. Sometimes it's possible to sell a daughter only for shivches. That's the pasuk. La'omo's coming to tell us that pa'omim sheine meicha ela la'omo bilvad. It seems this la'omo is an extra word. So we learn out that it comes to tell us that it's possible such a agreement, such a chalois, that she's being sold only la'oma. Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Amei tenoi kaim b'tmiye, b'dava sheba momen denitin la'mechila ad tenoi kaim. Avloin de tzara de gufa hu, v'yishiai la'mechila." This is not something that she's a bailem to be meichel. Malame, yeah. So the Gemara says, la'oma. Frekte Gemara de Rabbonon, Hai la oma my of delay. What do they do with this extra word of la oma? They hold that you can't do such a thing. So hai mi boy leilich nisanya. La oma melameid shemoicha lipsule. That she can go, the father could go and sell her to psule. Now let us see what Rashi says. Melameid shemoicha lepsulim mamzer v'nosin she'enoi rashoi liyayit ve'eno nimkeres lam elo leshivcha bilvad. So that means that, now here we're talking about frumereit. That means as follows. Between you and me, if this adoin is not too religious, you can marry her. Kedushin will be typhus. I mean, it's chal. Kedushin is typhus. He's a bailam to do this. But, we're not speaking about, otu bershi yaskin. Normally, we have to assume that Mustama, he won't do it. So it comes out, so what's going to be the tachlis of this mechira? Only for Ombo. I mean, he won't marry her. It's awesome. Not allowed to marry her. So that's what the pasuk is telling us. So even though we have a mechira, which halachically he's not permitted to marry her, so I would think perhaps this is also a chesaron in mechira someh. Mechira someh has to be, you have to have this option. That's how mechira someh comes. It comes with an option for ishes. And if any way we are unable to make ishes, so that's, even the, halachically we're unable to make issues, I would think that it's no good. No, la'amo, there's such a thing also. Yeah. Now, that's it. Now, we're going to have a difficult Gemara, but let's just say over the Gemara and then try to explain it. So the Gemara says, "Valoy dinu imekacha lepsulim." If a father can sell, can be mekadisha to a mamza, halachically, if a father goes and takes his daughter and marries her to a mamza, she's married. It's wrong. Yeah, he's a shegetz. We won't give him an aliyah. We'll kick him out of the shul. But she's married. The maaser, she's married. He married her off to her mamza. She's married, and he has the power to do this. The Torah gave him the power to do this. Lo yim kerena lepsulim. So that means that the father has a koyach to marry her to psulim. So avada gives, he could sell her to psulim. There's always a potential he might marry her, but that's a kefela. I mean, he can marry a mamach to psulim. So why do you need a special pasuk? So let's just go a little further. Then we'll see. We really don't understand what's flying here. But let's just go a little further. So the Gemara says, no, you can't make a kal b'chaima. Ma lemekatcha lepsulim by kedushin. I see the Torah gave the father a koyach to marry off the psulim. Because you see, by kedushin shkein other mekadish is bitek shehunara. We see the Torah gave him a bailus over his daughter, even though she's a gedoyla already. The Torah gave the father a koyach to marry off a gedoyla. So we see the Torah gave him bigger koyches by kedushin. Yim kerena lepsulim shein adam moicheres bitek shinara. We see that the Torah had taken away from the father his koyach to sell a daughter. You can only sell a ketana, and you can marry a naira. So what do we see from this? So we see from this, let's not go into what the cheshbon of the Torah was, but I see that the Torah, when it came to marriage, invested more koiches in the father, that he has more koiches by marrying than by selling. He can only sell a ketana, he can marry off another. That's what I see. These are facts of halacha. So memele, so I would think, So by kedushin that the Torah gave him a koyach, even by a naira, the Torah also gave him a koyach to marry her off lepsulim. Masha'en came by mechire that the Torah did not give him a koyach to sell her when she's a naira. So I would think, so I feel that the Torah gave him a koyach to sell her, but I think not to psulim. Now, we have to understand what the Gemara is of Sakal Bukhaima. He can marry off the Psulim, about to give us, he can sell the Psulim. No, maybe marrying is more kaiches, selling, he doesn't have so much kaiches. That's the whole people. I mean, what is the shakl of Atayah over here? The Bakal Bukhaima, the Marshal Gzapta Kal Bukhaima. So I said, Mishnah Salevi, he brings later, this Gemara is very interesting. We had before that Yud Chesam at Beis, Amonu Lekayin Godo, Grusha Bechlutza Lekayin Hedit. We're also speaking about a Mechire to a husband that she's not allowed to marry. But there we were speaking about the Hayben Eden. We're speaking about a Kayin Godo, a Kayin Hedit. Right? They were speaking, but there was no degrading her in any way. I'm going off to your Utah Kohen Gadol. He won't marry you. You won't marry. No problem. So here we're speaking about he's marrying her off to a Moses Psulim. Not the criteria is not only it's not permissible. We have over here it's degrading her. The Ritva says this is a nivel. That means to be an odin, to have an odin of such a person who's posel a kol, he's out of the kol, he's posel over the kol, and he has yet a potential nechecha to marry her if he wants. I would think the Torah never gave him such a kayach. That means he's, in a way, he's really burying his daughter. I could bury her by marrying her off to a mamza. marrying is something else. We see the Torah gave him, for some reason, more koiches in marriage than in mechira. So without this pasuk of la'oma, I would think, das nicht. To marry, to sell her to apostle, das nicht. It's degrading her, and I would think that it's not permissible, and it's so, kamash malom. Now let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Melamed Shemoichel Lepsulim. That's what Chacham do this pasuk. Mamza v'nosen. Shein reshoi liyayid v'ininim kereslam elu l'shivches bovat. And that's what the pasuk is telling us. Him mekatsel Lepsulim tektushin toibsen b'chai v'ilam. Lim kerene Lepsulim b'tmiye. Ma'ala mekatsel Lepsulim klayma. Ma'ali lekanter al mekatsel Lepsulim. How can you lingzich from mekatsel Lepsulim? Him etzini shekdushin mesurim b'yode l'dov ha'golim izeh. He has a greater power by Kedushin. Shefalot b'sheviyas himonim, she's a gedoyla. Mekatsha kid yafin alel, v'yotzachin amein kosev. Yim kerena lepsulim bitmiye, v'loi eina mechire mesura b'yodoy kol kach. He doesn't have so much koiches in mechire. Sherei einoi moicho kshehinaro. He cannot sell her when she's a nairo. Kedushin kabuchayim. Ma mechure kvar yoytze, so we learn out that you can't sell a nara. So that is why the Chachamim need a pasuk. Yeah. So now, Rabbi Lezer disagrees that that's Amshad La'oma. Im lalamed shemoicho lepsulim, hare kvar nema imro be'ene adeiner, shero b'nisuer. He has a different pasuk. Sherab in Yisrael, so Rashi says, Shasur Eloi, mi yatofsi lei ba kedushin, tilsi vashel lo yoda, mekan shemoicha lepsulim. So even though this was not a good pair, he's apostle, but vashel lo yoda, from here we learn that you can sell to psulim. Is ma tam loy meloma. So Rabbi Lez has another pasuk. Now, Moichel Lekoivim is very ambiguous. We hear this Rabbi Lezer before. Moichel Lekoivim means she can't get married. Kedusha is in Taifet. There, that's the Chiddush. That you can make issues, you can make shivches, even though it's impossible that you should be chal. What does Rashi Lekoivim? Afagav she'ein kan yid. There's no, it's impossible to make yid. Shein kedushin toiv simba. So the Gemara says, "Valoidinu im moichel lepsulim leim kerena lekrayvim." That means, if you have a pasuk that moichel lepsulim, that's imro beiner than that, so you can't sell lekrayvim. So the Gemara says, "No." In a prat. So this is what the Ritva says. The Moed Haramina, psulim is worse because psulim he's selling her to psulei kohs, he's degrading her. Sabadi was he could sell her to a korot. So Mo says, no, ma le moichel psulim shimrot zel yayid miyayid. If he wants, he could be miyayid. If he wants, he could be miyayid. Yim kereno le kroivim shimrot zel yayid. Ain't he miyayid? It's impossible to me a miyayid. O ma krola o mo. So that's why Rabbi Lezer needs a posuk, even though he is imro bein yadineo, Lama is coming to tell us that he can sell her to Kroibim. Melamed Shemoichel LeKroibim. The Rab Meir. And now, how does Rab Meir know? Now we have three halachas. One halacha we have Amenas, that you should be unable to make yud. A second halacha we have that Moichel LePsulim. And the third halacha we have Moichel LeKroibim. So, v'ramei lepsulim nafkelei meheichid nafkelei l'rabbelezer v'kroivim sovelo kerabonon. He doesn't have a posik on kroivim. The omro ein moichim lekroivim. He holds you can't sell for kroivim. He holds like the chachamim. By kroivim he holds like the rabbon. So, if I saw an arzad v'rav, the arzad v'rav wants to say, now, I have here a posik la'oma. I have here a posik la'oma, and la'oma is telling us that the t'nai works. The t'nai works. I made a condition with you, manas, there should be no yiyut. works. Lama, there's a mechira lama. Af al pike, the same Rab Meir said that l'koyvin, she's not so the mechira is mechal. Why not? Because she's not roi liyut. So, like the Azad Verab, I don't understand you, Rab Meir. How are you dancing on two chasanis? When it comes to Tanai, you say that Tanai works, there's no vinyut, and finished, and Tanai, that's impossible. There's a mechira la'oma. And she sold, no yid, nothing. When it comes to Kroivim, mechira's nachal, it has to be royally yid. I'm using this posik for Tanai. Well, isn't it oiskishpah? If Tanai helps, so why Kroivim doesn't help? By Kroivim, you say it's a royally yid. And by Tanai, it is royally yid. So he wants to say, the Azad Dvarav wants to say something very interesting. That means, we see that, let's forget about Rav Meir for 1 minute. It's actually, we had a machlokes, the Chachomim and Rabbi Elazar. The Chachomim hold that I can sell Alamonu L'Kohen Gadol. I yield is not permissible. But it's possible that there should be yield. It's mail the Mechir is Chal. Kroivin, it's impossible there should be yield. So the yield is not Chal. So that means we see that the Mechiras Oma is dependent on a option of issues. If there'll be issues or there won't be issues, that's irrelevant. But the Sa'amon of the Kohen Gadol, it's possible to make issues. There won't be the Kohen Gadol, but it's possible to make issues. So then the Mechiras Chal. Kroivim, it's impossible to make issues. So Mamelu, so then the Mechiras Chal. So the Azad Verab wants to say, if I made a kedushin with her, I made a mechiras amal with the father. A menas, there should be no, or the father made it, there should be no din yield. So what is pshat? So all the halachas of yield, that it's chal mafreya, it's chal bar kol chaydov, all these halachas will not apply. That was the agreement. That my help, she sold from amma. You don't have more chusim than that. But what will be if he wants to marry her off with different money? Not with the Moisa Rishoynes, not with the Avoide, but with the Rotzen of Dov. Is it still possible you should marry her? Good, not with her like this, it's built into the Mechire. But here it's not built into the Mechire. But it is a Mechire that there still is a possibility that she can become your wife. You have to give different money, need the permission from the father, but it's still called royal issues. So that's why there a mayor holds, so the miyut of l'om atfas, the miyut atfas, don't say, the miyut of l'om is only coming to tell us that she could be sold, that even though mitzad mechira sa'oma you can't make yud, but since it's possible to have issues with her, so we'll be mekadosh again. Like he brings Dachstach Meir, he says, what if you mekadosh an isha with a shtar? What if you bought an amavriya with a shtar? So all these things don't fall into place. The father wrote a shtar, I'm selling my daughter to you. So this whole seder of Mois Rishayin is a dush and lap. Forget about it. There's no Mois Kinyan over here. That's payments. But so there's no year. The year, the way we know it normally, is not. You have to make a new issue. You have to make a, wants to marry her. But he could marry her. So that's called, it's a mechira that's royally you. So there he wants to say, Rav Meir holds, if you make it nice, so we're just saying that it's not a built-in factor in the mechira that with the mois you can make you. And that's what the Tanai accomplished. But Al Kaponim, it's still possible to have issues with her. Masha ain't came by Kroivim, it's impossible to have issues. Let us see what Rashi says. The Kroivim of Gavshin Kad Yudshin Kedushin Toifis Bo. But Rav Meir the Dorish Lai Loma Bepoisik Al Menas Shloi Laayit Kerabon Leel Bishmait Ndiktoni Ein Moicha Le Kroivim.